Here are some awesome opportunities from the Steffes Group. Need landscape blocks? Check out the timed online auction opening Thursday, closes Thursday the 19th. A timed online landscape block auction. Check out the Allen and Carol Dulliver Equipment, Recreation Vehicles, and Guns timed online auction, Valley City. Opens this Friday. It's a timed online auction. Opening Monday, May 23rd, Lidgewood, North Dakota. The Rodney Hogness Farm Estate Auction, also timed online. View the items from the comfort of your chair online at steffesgroup.com. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, and we got a lot to talk about today with the State Executive Director of the North Dakota Farm Service Agency, Marcy Svenningson. Good afternoon, Marcy.
Good afternoon, Mick.
Thank you for coming on the radio. We got a lot of items to cover here today, but last time we talked, you were kind of in the middle of calving, we're in the middle of snowing, and now we've got flooding. So how's it going on the farm?
It's actually going really well. We're just about done with our calving. We have a few stragglers yet. They're out in the pastures around the house, so it's nice to get them out on some dry ground.
How about planting? Any wheels turning?
Boy, it's not very often that you see a tractor in the field. We actually seeded 60 acres of corn yesterday. We have about 160 acres of wheat in, but you don't see many people out working ground yet.
Boy, I guess, yeah, kind of a frustration. Going from drought to flood. My goodness.
Only in North Dakota, right?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. We live in the land of extremes. So there is,
yes, we do,
a lot of FSA programs to help the folks who have been struggling. And I guess the biggest category of questions that have been coming my way is WIP Plus. And when are those payments coming? And I see WIP Plus has a new name.
Yes, you're right. It's called the Emergency Relief Program. And, you know, all we hear at the office is that it's coming soon. It's going to roll out in two phases, just like the Emergency Livestock Relief Program. The first phase will leverage existing federal crop or NAP data as basis for calculating those initial payments. So it's meant to be easy. It's meant to use existing data. We don't know if producers are going to have to file an application for the payment. All those details we don't have available yet, but we do know that we are supposed to be getting it soon.
And I see Secretary Vilsack was in front of the Senate Ag Appropriations Committee with Senator Hoeven, who asked him the very same question. And he said, yeah, in June, things will start happening next month.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed, and you can be assured that the Farm Service Agency county offices will be ready to assist producers when that rolls out. So the other thing about the ERP program, or the Emergency Relief Program, is it will be in two phases. So that second phase, just like the Emergency Livestock Relief Program, is meant to help producers who have fallen through or fallen into that gap where maybe they didn't have federal crop insurance for some reason, or, you know, it's going to look at helping producers that didn't get that initial payment. So both of those relief programs have got a phase two.
Thanks to Mother Nature, in the, 3-4 weekends of blizzards out west, the state does have a lot of livestock death loss. Some are still trying to document that and get everything into their insurance folks, but the LFP, the LIP, the Livestock Forage Disaster Program, ELAP, ELRP. Are those all separate from the Emergency Relief Program?
Yes, they are. These are livestock assistance programs. Ones that you were listing off, Mick, are livestock assistance programs that are meant to help during times of disaster. And, of course, the one that's probably most on the top of most people's minds right now is the Livestock Indemnity Program, which helps producers when they have deaths in excess of their normal mortality caused by severe weather events. And so we've had a lot of notices of loss coming into those county offices. The producers have 30 days after they find animals that they have lost due to blizzards, which is what we're looking at right now, and they have to notify the county office where the loss occurred when they have those, when they find those losses. And then the county office staff make a note of it. They don't even have to go in and find anything. They just have to notify the county office that there is a loss. What kind of cattle? What caused the event? And then later on, they'll have to fill out an application and provide documentation, records to support that proposed payment.
And everybody, you know, long time ago, cameras were hard to come by, good cameras. You didn't carry a camera in the pickup. But now everybody's got a high-quality camera in their pocket.
You are exactly right. I mean, that is the time to dig out your camera. And you know what this has really shown me, Nick, as I've been visiting with producers, visiting with the county offices. I was able to do 13 county office visits last week. It really comes down to good records. And producers have to keep the same kind of detailed, meticulous records that our crop producers do. You have to be able to prove what your beginning inventory was at the start of the year. You have to be able to prove when you have those death losses and keep good records. Write it down in your book, you know, cow number 42 lost a calf today, found it dead. You know, just so that you're keeping track of those things, because if you can prove your normal mortality, we don't take it off the top when you have a lip loss. So really making sure that you're keeping your records up to date is you're going to be way steps ahead when it comes to the lip application process.
Yeah, and as much as those critters are worth now, large and or small, man alive, yeah, you got to have good records.
Lip isn't only just for cattle. Lip covers a lot of different kinds of livestock. And so, you know, you're talking bison, elk, deer, poultry, if it's related to a blizzard or a severe weather event. I mean, it covers all the different kinds of livestock and non-traditional livestock that producers might have in North Dakota.
Yeah, which, if memory serves me correct, includes honeybees.
You're exactly right. That's what the ELAP program is for.
Okay. All right.
That helps cover those losses.
Okay. Visiting with Marcy Swenningson, State Executive Director for North Dakota's Farm Service Agency. Something that happens in North Dakota more often than in any other state. We haven't had it for the last couple of years, but it's probably staring a lot of producers in the face. Prevent, plant. Do you anticipate a lot of producers being we don't know yet. We hope not. But do you anticipate a lot of PP acreage this year?
I'm just exactly what you said, Mick. I hope not. But I'm hearing reports of a lot of wet ground. And especially in the southeast corner of the state, I know that there's a lot of roads that are washed out. And I'm concerned that it will be a problem. And it's really tough when you have commodity prices that are in the range where they are now, not to be able to get in and plant that crop. And so I know producers are really chomping at the bit, but we also know that target dates for crop insurance are creeping up on the calendar. I know March or May 25th is a date for corn, for a target date. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Hopefully things will start to dry out after today and those producers can get in the field. We can plant a lot of acres when we can get going.
So the requirements for reporting prevent plant acreage, what is it, no later than 15 calendar days after the final planting date?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And again, contact county office.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And your crop insurance, you should be notifying them as well. But you're right. And, you know, we're coming up on acreage reporting, July 15th, just as a kind of reminder for producers out there, that's the acreage reporting deadline. So, you know, the maps are available. They're in the county offices right now if you haven't picked them up. If you would prefer not to make a trip to your county office, they can call and have the maps emailed to them. But it's nice to have those maps so that as you're doing your planting, you can be filling them out and getting them ready to go to come back in again.
Gotcha. All righty. Marcy, today is the 12th of May. Tomorrow I see 13th, the deadline to enroll in the Grassland CRP. Tomorrow.
Yeah, the Grassland CRP is one of those, it's kind of considered a working lands CRP where you can graze, you can hay this particular land. You'd have to work with NRCS when it comes to setting up a grazing plan, but it's certainly one of the available options for CRP, and you're right, that deadline is tomorrow. We've had a general sign-up that ended March 11th where our North Dakota landowners actually offered 120,000 acres for the general sign-up, and we just were notified last week that 77,000 of those acres were accepted. And then, of course, we have a continuous CRP sign-up available as well. So maybe if the acres didn't go into the general sign-up, those landowners can turn around and look at the regular continuous sign-up if they need to.
All right.
If they want to keep that land in CRP.
Okay. And I know that that was the big topic of discussion a month or so ago, is that, hey, we should take land out of CRP and increase food production in the world because of what's going on globally and domestically. But boy, I just can't see plowing up a lot of pasture land or CRP land that should be in CRP, trying to grow corn on it. That would be devastating, really, wouldn't it?
There's a reason that it is in CRP. You're exactly right. And we know that that first year, when it's when you're trying to have it come out of CRP, that takes a lot of extra work. And to think that we were going to pull ground out of CRP and get it planted to corn this year was just not realistic. Now, maybe in the farther states to the south, that's a possibility, but I don't think it was very realistic for North Dakota.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Marcy, any last words, out of time here, any last words of encouragement for producers out there, and also a little guidance on things that they should be thinking about here as we get to the last half of May?
Well, be safe. I know that when things start turning, they're going to want to be wide open in the field, and because things are late, they're going to be hurrying. And I just encourage producers, stop, think, be safe. We need every one of them.
Be able to go home every night.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very important. All right, Marcy Svenningson, thank you so much for the work you do. Thanks for taking a little time on radio today to talk about things important to farmers this time of year. Thank you, Marcy.
Thank you, Mick.
Back after the break, this is Farm Talk.